If you don't like the weather in Missouri, wait a day. This is an anonymous quote. Spring is getting closer at Green Hills. The golf course is becoming busier, and we are starting to hear from our northern friends. The course will have guests all of this month and even into the next, so please get that tee time and be aware we are going to be more crowded than normal. Hi, I'm Russ Madsen, and thank you for listening to From the Links at Green Hills Golf Course. We are producing this broadcast to keep our members and patrons apprised of the events that are coming up at the golf course and have a little fun while doing it.
Well, Russ, what a quote. Truer words have never been spoken.
Yeah, the quote is an often used one, but it is so true, especially here in Missouri. Recently, in February, we got 4 inches of snow, and 4 days later, we were playing. But then, it was 23 degrees, but a day later, it was 50. So I'm just glad I'm not a weather reporter.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. It can be pretty crazy out there. So, Russ, how's March shaping up at the Green Hills Golf Course?
Well, I got news for you. If we do have good weather, we will have a great month. The Northerners are already booking their tee times. Recently, I picked up a group of 16, and a group of 20 has already posted their news. So we're really looking forward to a very busy month, and in a nutshell, we're going to be busy.
Yeah, for sure. So why do you think Green Hills Golf Course is getting so many northern golfers here?
Well, we've been up to the Minnesota Golf Show a couple years now, and I think there was a little bit of the right place, right time. There's 4.5 to 5 feet of snow in Minneapolis and Minnesota area right now, and the relationship we have with a fellow up there, he's a pretty big wig, and he has a large Rolodex, and he's dying to send his golfers on a 2 or 3 day trip, and they've already been here 1 year and had a great time, so I expect them to be back.
Well, that's pretty fantastic for our community.
Always, always. They spend tens of thousands of dollars. You know, it's a great deal for our hotels, our restaurants, our golf courses, just Chillicothe in general.
Yeah, without a doubt. How long do you typically see them around the course?
The groups usually start pretty quick now, first part of March and then into the mid-April. So I'd say 5, maybe 6 weeks.
Well, if you don't like the weather in Missouri, wait a day.
Yeah, where have we heard that before?
Yeah. All right, so what else is going on in March at the course?
Membership renewals. That's what's happening this month. Most of our members are on an April renewal, so what they want to do is they want to sign up early if they pay up front. You know, they have options to pay monthly, but a lot of them pay up front. And with that said, if they do pay up front 30 days early, they're going to get 3 guest passes for their friends.
Ooh, that's awesome. When can members use those guest passes?
Well, they can use them anytime, as long as it's not a tournament. We don't allow them for tournaments, but anytime they call for a tee time, say, hey, I've got a guest, and wham, bam, there they are.
There you go. All right, so how much does it cost to play at Green Hills Golf Course?
Monday through Thursday, it's $39 with a seat and a cart, and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and holidays, it's $49 with a seat and a cart.
That's pretty reasonable for 4 hours of fun and frustration. But I have to ask, why is it referred to as a seat in the cart?
That's a good question. Years ago, we used to call it a half a cart. And essentially, you are paying for only half of the rental of that cart. But some courses charge a single golfer a full price for that very same cart, and we don't. But we want to make sure they understand that they are paying for their seat, not the cart. We get a lot of people at sometimes throughout the year that say, well, I want a cart by myself. And, you know, we just don't allow it. There's not a course in the country that allows something like that.
All right. So that makes it pretty clear. How much are the memberships at Green Hills?
We have several different categories, such as a student or a hero or a single family or just even walking. And their ranges are from $65 a month to $199 a month. I'd say the average is around $105 a month. Basically, you pay for your membership in maybe 25 visits.
That's pretty good pricing. Do some people sometimes play 40 or 50 times?
Yeah. Actually, we have many of them that play upwards of 75 to 150 days. They'll get their value for sure. In fact, I usually tease them about changing their addresses to our mailbox because it'll make their life much easier.
That's pretty funny. So how many members does Green Hills have?
Well, currently we have 160, but with this promotion, we call it the referral rate. I hope to see it jump to about 175. And if a person, let's say I was a member and I wanted to bring you on, you would say, hey, Russ referred me. What's my rate? Well, your rate becomes $115, and my rate then goes to $115. So we both get advantages of that referral rate. So we're looking to grow our membership, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. All right, so how did the course do this year?
Well, this year, our year does end fiscally March 31st of 2023. And right now, as I understand it, we are on a very high trajectory as far as revenue. We haven't seen this revenue stream in a long, long time. And we're extremely excited, and we might be talking about a record year of sorts.
That's exciting stuff. That's awesome. All right, so now pivoting to something a little different, can you tell us a little bit about March 28th?
Yeah, this year, Patty, as you know, is bringing back the Working Women's Night Out. We will be participating in this program over at the YMCA. It's our goal to get ladies interested in golf at Green Hills. We will offer a totally free clinic for different ladies' groups and at different times. And we have six different dates and times for this.
That's awesome. And you said free?
Yes, I did say free. And, you know, sometimes there is a barrier of entry to our game, cost being the big one. The clubs are the most expensive part of the game. So what we do is we will provide the clubs, the range ball, the instruction, and they're going to have to provide all the fun. But we just hope they sign up for these clinics. And as I said, we're going to have several different times and dates, and they'll all be there. And Tracy Peters, our staff employee, will be at the YMCA on March 28th helping them navigate their times.
That's pretty incredible to have something like that for free.
Yeah, I've been in this for a long time, and it's an awesome game. And I guess it's time to say that I'm kind of on the back nine. So the right thing to do is to give back. And our game's given so much to me, it's just something that I feel compelled to do. And I know that our growth comes with the juniors and stays with the ladies. If we can get the ladies and the juniors involved, our game's going to grow very, very very, very long, very, very strong.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Russ, it's been another super fun segment of From the Links at Green Hills Golf Course. I know you always have a pro shop special. What is it this month?
Well, you know me well. So the first eight people who mention Working Women's Night Out will receive a free sleeve of golf balls. So I want to get that word out.
That's awesome. All right, well, thanks for that. I know it'll be a great night out for our working women on the 28th of March at the YMCA. And I appreciate it, Russ. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, thank you, and thank you, everyone, for listening to KCHI. This is Russ Madsen from The Links at Green Hills Golf Course.